This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held public meetings at Bagalkot in Karnataka and Solapur and Satara in Maharashtra today. In his Solapur rally, the Prime Minister said nobody in the country can change the constitution or end reservation in the country. He said even if Baba Saheb himself came and asked to end reservations or to change the constitution, it would not happen. Mr. Modi accused the opposition of spreading lies about changing the constitution and ending reservation. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed public meetings in Patan, Gujarat and Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh. In Bilaspur, he said, "This Lok Sabha election is not just an election but a fight between two ideologies." In Manipur, re-polling in 6 polling stations of Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency will be held tomorrow. 5 polling stations in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati will go to re-polling tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Election Commission said the voting process in these polling stations conducted on April 26 has been treated as void and directed for re-polling. A BJP delegation today met the Election Commission of India, ECI, over the issues of deepfake videos and violence in West Bengal during election. Briefing the media after meeting the ECI, senior party leader and union minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Congress party is misleading the people through posting deep fake videos on its social media platforms. He added Trinamool Congress is continuing to practice violence in West Bengal, which is intolerable. The Congress today approached the Election Commission over alleged misquoting of their Lok Sabha manifesto by political parties. Talking to media after meeting the Election Commission, senior party leader Supriya Srinath alleged that the BJP has been falsely attributing declarations that are not part of their manifesto. She said the party has also objected to the use of religious symbols during political campaigns. Ms. Srinath alleged that candidates are being pressured to rescind their nomination. Meanwhile, the Congress delegation also denied any wrongdoing over the alleged circulation of fake video of BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET examination, has been postponed from the 16th June to the 18th of June this year. The UGC has taken this decision following feedback from the candidates. UGC added that the UGC NET will be conducted in OMR mode across the nation on a single day. Efforts are underway to combat the forest fires in Uttarakhand. NDRF personnel, along with the fire and forest departments, are making significant progress in controlling the blaze across Garhwal and Kumaon divisions. Local communities are also lending their support to the firefighting efforts. In Nainital district's Mahesh Khan area alone, 300 fire watchers, including 30 NDRF personnel, have been deployed to control the blaze. 8 individuals involved in the forest fire incidents have been arrested by the authorities. Legal actions have been initiated against them under relevant sections of the Indian Forest Act. In Kenya, more than 40 people have been killed in Mayu area after a dam burst today, pushing the death toll from devastating floods to more than 120. Kenyan authorities are struggling to cope with the chaotic conditions. Heavy rains have been lashing East Africa in recent weeks as the El Nino weather exacerbates seasonal rainfall. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Kolkata overhauled the target of 154, scoring 157 for 3 in 16.3 overs. Opener Philip Salt made 68 from 33 balls. Earlier opting to bat first, Capitals scored 153 runs for 9 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.